And that was a different intro. Welcome to the Rock Hippie Adventures.
You're mean, because I did not like that intro. It's creepy.
Well,
super
creepy. Yeah, you know, well, it's in our household, we're going to call this Rocktober.
Heck yeah, baby.
Yeah, so it's the month of October. It's my favorite month, my favorite time of the year, my favorite season, my favorite holiday.
Mine too.
Yeah.
All of it.
But I think I love it more.
Why do you love it more?
Because I love all the scary, the spooky,
yeah.
All of it.
I don't like
she
any
doesn't.
Of those.
So if you haven't been paying attention on our Instagram.
Y'all people are mean.
And Facebook, we
some
are
of y'all are friends.
We are doing a thing this month. Each week, instead of our usual normal show, which if you want to call it normal, yay.
Air quote that mess.
Yeah. We're going to be taking a couple of movies that are Halloween slash horror slash scary type of movies and watch them. And we're going to give you our thoughts on them. But the main reason we're doing this is because the girl hasn't seen, like, any movies.
None of them. I don't do scary movies at all. Like, not at all.
It's not just scary movies.
I think the scariest movie I ever saw was probably The Blair Witch Project, which gave me nightmares for, like, weeks on end.
That was a terrible movie.
It was horrible, but I don't like it. But I have a very active, overactive imagination, and so my brain just doesn't shut off at night. So I'm not looking forward to this.
It's going to be a long month.
Yeah, I already asked him before we started this to make sure he wasn't going out of town for work because I was not up for this if he was not going to be here every night.
Right, so we are taking in a couple of movies, and they're not just all horror movies. Let's be honest, they're not all horror movies.
No, but we asked people for their suggestions, and some of y'all I thought were my friends, but you're not. Because you put some nasty, nasty movies up there that I don't really want to watch, but I'm going to watch them.
So if you followed our Instagram, you know the movies that we're talking about. We released a live video the same day this episode is going to air.
Yeah.
Of the movies we picked based off the suggestions that everybody gave us.
We got some classics. We got some that are not classics, but we're just going to let the luck of the draw tell us what we're watching.
Right. So we started out... the whole movie process with two very easy Halloween type of movies. One was Hocus Pocus. We'll be talking about that later. And The Addams Family, which I know technically The Addams Family might not fit in the realm of Halloween, but it is like a offshoot of what spooky and scary in that process is.
The spooky season. Let's just go with that. Not so much the whole Halloween necessarily has to be exactly about Halloween, but anything that's spooky or has to do with that whole, you know, gothic.
But we're gonna try to follow that suit as much as we can. We'll be talking about Hocus Pocus and Addams Family in the second half of the episode. But right now, we're just going to kind of get back to what we're doing. Yes, it is Rocktober. It is Halloween. And on Halloween this year, we have some exciting news.
We sure do.
So, as you know, if you've been listening to the show, Mel and myself have been dating for over a year.
Yeah, we have been.
Yeah, we're you know, we're talking about our relationship, our past, you know, where we've come from and how everything kind of culminates. So on Halloween.
Yep.
We will be.
Husband and wife.
Getting hitched.
Yes, we sure are.
So.
And no, I'm not pregnant for all y'all people think that I am.
Yeah, we're too old for that. I got a grandbaby. Come on. You know, we were talking about that. Like, everybody keeps, like, the first question they ask her is, like, are you pregnant? And we're like, what in the hell is wrong with you?
I'm 46. I'm closer to 47 than I am to 46. And there's no way in God's green earth I am bringing another child into this world.
Yeah.
My own child's almost 18. You have grown children. You've got a grandbaby, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But no.
No.
There'll be no children in this Wilson household.
No. So.
Unless they're borrowed and we take them back.
So we're going to kind of go. I don't want to say we're going all out with a wedding. We're just going to kind of do our thing. We're kind of low-key
people. Super simple. Low-key. We're having a friend marry us. He luckily can do that. And we're just going to have it in their backyard and have our closest friends and family there and just kind of, you know, keep it simple.
Yeah.
But keep it all us. So
we're super
excited about it. And we're excited about that next part of, well, we're not even like, it's not a next part. We already are there. So we're just doing the wedding part as a formality to like, you know, seal the deal. But we already sold the deal anyways.
Yeah.
Sold it, sealed it, whatever.
Yeah.
We knew we were going to be together.
It's been executed and filed by the court system now.
There you go. Yeah. We're officially official, I guess, come at the end of the month.
Yeah.
But we're super excited. And
yeah. And, you know, don't be surprised with some crazy photos that might hit Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, there's going to be photos.
Yeah.
And instead of wedding rings, really?
Wedding rings.
Oh, my God, I can't say that word. Wedding rings. Good grief. Maybe if I said Spanish, it'd be easier. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, we're getting tattoos instead of wedding rings.
We're just not trying to be, we're not traditional. No. I mean, we're traditional, but like in sense of like, you know, the whole, you know,
my tux will be a la Jack Skellington.
I'm super excited. I'm wearing a black dress. Well, I did buy another dress today. It's a black and white dress. Mm-hmm. I don't usually wear color. Anybody who knows me knows I wear it all black. So to put on a white dress that has black stripes on it, we'll see. I got both. Yeah. Wearing the combat boots. I don't wear heels. So
I'm dressing up.
You're going to look amazing. Oh, we're getting married by the Pope, by the way. Yeah. Not the real Pope. Wait, what did we name him in the car?
His name is
Pope Benedict.
Pope Benedict Randy.
Yes. PBR.
PBR.
But yes, our friend is going to ask if he can wear a Pope costume. We're all for it because we think it's entertaining. Yeah, who else can say they've been married by a Pope?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's
Pope
awesome.
Benedict Randy at that.
PBR. I couldn't tell care of that.
Yeah.
She's going to die.
So
yeah, I'm excited.
That's what's going to happen at the end of the month. That culminates our Rocktober month, which is kind of cool. So
yeah.
Rock hippies will go from
the rock horns, babe.
Yeah, word. So yeah, that's what we're doing this month. Follow us as we do these movies, because I'm telling you, she hates scory.
Oh.
She hates the scory movies.
You're just turned into an Irishman. You got the scurvy? What is this?
Oh, shit.
We're having the worst time today.
So
I swear it's like we're having a drink.
So the scurvy movies we're going to be watching.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. My tummy hurts already thinking about it.
I've had just kind of a couple of things, you know, friends. And we're recording this before. Obviously, we do the live video with the pics, but we've got stuff, you know, there were comments of, you know, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original, the remake.
Evil something or others.
Evil Dead, which I think is going to be my pick no matter what, because it's scary, but it's comical too. So it'll alleviate some of the crazy-ish, like over the top, like true horror sense for her.
And my own child's thrown in things, and she knows I don't even watch those.
Midsommar and Hereditary, which I've not seen those two movies, so it might be cool to maybe throw one of those in.
We could do that.
Just for the fact that I haven't seen it. But stuff like, you know, Hellraiser and Halloween's. And
do I get to pick one, or do I get to pick one that I want to watch?
You don't know what any of them are.
I know, but I would like to pick one.
Like, we're going to pick them out of
magic.
A hat. We're going to pick them out of a hat.
But I would like to watch Practical
That's
Magic.
That's not even a Halloween movie.
Could be. It's about witches.
Oh my gosh.
And I've
seen
it,
so I
know it's
scary. Terrible.
I love that movie.
It's a terrible movie.
Oh my gosh. All right, we'll do your scary ones. That's fine. It's gonna be me covering my eyes the whole time.
Pretty much.
Oh wait, if we start watching them at 10 o'clock, I'll fall asleep. Let's just watch it then.
No, we're all gonna watch them on Saturday afternoons.
Oh crap. Well, that's good. Yeah, if we watch it in the afternoon, I'll have all day to get it out of my head.
Yeah, we'll watch them early.
Okay, let's do that.
So
I
anyways,
like that idea.
That's what we're
that's
doing, guys and girls. Yeah.
I appreciate you.
So yeah. I know. So guys and girls, just like always, just like continue to follow us, build some interaction. We're doing some, we try to spend a good bit of time on Instagram as well and trying to reach out to
others. There's such cool supportive people out there on Instagram. So if we're reaching out to you or you reach out to us,
hashtag Potter and Family.
Yeah. We appreciate the conversations and the going back and forth. We've talked to some really cool people.
Yeah, we've got some guest spots coming up on other shows. We're hoping to get some people on our shows. I'd really like to get some people, if you're listening to this show and you have a show or you're somebody who wants to talk about it, I would love to talk to other people about relationship stuff.
For sure.
Your views on, I know this is crazy, but your views on religion. I'm a ex-youth pastor, theology major, and I love talking to other people, just starting conversations about religion. We're not talking politics ever.
No,
because
no go
that's,
in here.
That's
a hard no.
That's outside the box. But religion's fun because I just love hearing. I'm such a like nerd when it comes to
theological
stuff.
Yeah, you geek out about that stuff.
I really do.
Yeah, yeah. And you're not one to push your thoughts on it, but you'll share
because my
your
thoughts change.
Yeah, yeah, they do constantly.
You know, so I would love to, but especially like relationship, dating stuff, coronavirus. Times and stuff like that,
or we can just collab and come up with something that we just want to do on our own as a little group thing.
I just like starting dialogues and have a good long conversation about things, and whatever comes up. Outside of that, today's and this week's recos,
We got some good ones.
Yeah,
you got a sneaky one I didn't even know about. which I love, your music one.
Yeah, you know, I try to reach out to people that I like, music bands or artists that I like, and see if they'll allow us to throw a couple songs on the old podcast.
Yeah.
And kind of reco their music and try to put them out there a little bit more. So if you're a band that's come across the podcast and you're listening, or you know somebody out there that needs, you know,
a little boost.
Man, free advertising is free advertising. I don't care how you
get
it.
We just would love to play your music. And eventually we're working on meeting, getting some interviews with some of the bands we've already done. We've got two in the process. So even if you want to be on the show, we love listening to how you come up with your music, your thought processes, how you go through all of that,
the
where
mixing,
you started,
the producing,
who you love,
all of it. All of it, man.
Anything music, we're all for it.
We're music geeks as well.
Yeah, big time.
Big time. So this week I'm going to start with shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you doing?
I don't know.
You don't have a show? Well, I don't have any. Did you just get a blank?
I drew a complete fucking blank.
Awesome.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, wait, maybe we're not starting with the show.
We're not starting.
It'll come back
okay,
to you
so
later.
Okay, so the shows I will recommend is we're going to throw a couple of podcasts out. Do You Party? Podcast.
Yes.
It's a brand new podcast that just launched. You'll be able to check us out on that show as well, coming soon.
They ask you random questions to figure out how you party. Like, what's your...
are you a party or are you not? And it sounds like a cool...
I'm excited about
it. A really
cool...
thing to do, and we're excited to be on. But also I want you to go check them out. I think their first episode just dropped this past week. That's Do You Party Podcast. Check them out. We'll have links in the description. Also, another podcast that we will actually be on is called Whack Brackets. Lord knows, if you haven't heard of Whack Brackets, you're not listening to podcasting. Honestly, it is we talked about
entertaining.
We talked about Bracket Up last week. They have a really cool idea, like with, you know, throwing out like a tournament style bracket and doing it. We talked about it last week. But Whack Brackets is a little bit different. It's a little bit crazier. It's a little, you know, it's just a little more outside the box than I thought
like
it was.
I like the thinking part of it, because you're having the choices that they give people to have to choose between as they work their way through. Cracks me up.
Yeah.
Like when we were listening to the last episode, might not have been their last episode, but the episode that we were listening to, they were talking about, it was Bill Cosby. What was it? Oh, who would have plastic in their seats? Bill Cosby or who was the other one? God, I can't remember who the other person
Mel Gibson.
Was. Mel Gibson. Who would be most likely to have plastic covering in their car seats? Actually, it wasn't even in
it was their house.
Okay. Yep. That's right. There was another one with the car thing.
Yeah.
And so, of course, Keith and I sit in the car and, you know, we were on the way to the gym and we were listening to it back and forth. And then we're given our reasons. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a cool little concept, because although you're listening to them and their reasons, we kind of use it to have our own discussion as well. So
And Whack Brackets has like, they have dueling type episodes. They have little bonus episodes, like mini episodes. And then they have the full Whack Brackets. But like the last mini episode was from the WWE Attitude Era wrestlers, and like, you know, who will be better at manning a grill, Mankind or Stone Cold? You know, who would own a Lamborghini outside of a Hooters, Ric Flair or Kevin Nash? So like,
that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, these are the things they do, and it's really good. He has guests on from other podcasts, which again, I love shows like this who incorporate other podcasters.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
Kind of this cross culture networking type of thing for us, and it's really cool that podcasting's come to this. I've been podcasting for a long time.
Technology's allowed us to do it much easier now with all this stuff. You know what I mean? It's not just a phone call now.
It's not just Skype.
Yeah, yeah.
And Skype was rough, because Skype quality was really rough back in the day.
But
anyways,
I mean, there's all kinds now.
Yeah, those two podcasts are absolutely awesome.
I
would love for you to go check those out. If you want a couple of good podcasts just for some good humor. And honestly, the Whack Brackets one, honestly, too, is it really puts your mind into overdrive trying to think, what would I answer in that sense?
Yeah, I like it because you and I kind of were laughing and giving our own reasons of what we would put for that one.
Yeah.
I, of course, picked Bill Cosby. And I think my answer was the same as one of the girls that was on the show, saying that it would be less... have to clean up less evidence.
Yeah.
Of course, somebody else picked Mel Gibson because of him sloshing his drinks every which way, mm-hmm. that you don't have to worry about ruining his furniture. But the creativity behind that to come up with the categories, and then, of course, not only the category, but then coming up with the different things of pairing people up, I thought was, you know, pretty brilliant on that, too.
Yeah, and don't forget about, speaking of podcasts, our other kind of alter ego of this podcast is the Weekly Dose of Trashality. We have released two full episodes
Come on,
this
babe,
week.
We gotta give them the full thing.
So it's, you know, go
the trashality reality TV show at its best. Of course, we finish up Love Island.
Yep, Love Island. Its finale's over.
And then The Masked Singer.
Yep, we're doing The Masked Singer.
Yep. Yeah, and we'll pick up another one here shortly, and we'll let y'all know what we're going to be doing. Probably The Bachelor. Keith freaking hates it, as everybody knows, but I adore it. So
hate it.
But there'll be good dialogue.
There's
if we
a couple
pick it
of
up.
There's a couple of Netflix like reality type of competition type shows that have come out on Netflix. So I think
do want to see that one, that adventure one. You remember that? We briefly saw it, but we didn't ever pick it up.
I think there's a couple of them. I was looking at what's coming to Netflix. We'll probably talk about that a little bit on the next episode of Trashality.
Okay.
About some shows that we're going to do.
Cool.
But right now, not really a lot of shows out there that are new that we have been watching.
Yeah.
So my recommendation for TV shows right now is just watch something you've already watched and
that's a wonderful recommendation, darling.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anyways, this week's music recommendation is I'm a big fan of. I'm a super. All right, so let me preface this by saying sometimes Instagram ads like. Yeah. You'll know when you're going through your Instagram page and you'll see learn more or shop now or install this.
Sure.
It's something somebody's paid for.
Yes.
That reaches you because you're technically quote in their target audience, or the social media algorithms have tagged you because of how you've looked.
Or your phone's been listening to you for a week and heard you say something and it shows up magically. Like I told you that story that one time I was talking about big ass underwear. And then, no lie, not even 2 days later, big ass underwear ad came up in my Facebook feed.
Yeah. So I was literally scrolling through Instagram one day and came across this ad that says he's been compared to a mix of NoFX and Ben Folds 5.
Okay.
So I was like,
who is this?
Like, who? Because if you don't know who NoFX is, they're like legendary punk band. Like one of my favorite punk bands. Like when you think of punk music, I think of NoFX, Pennywise, Goldfinger. You know, in that era of things, and
so
NoFX.
Like, what am I missing out on? Who is this wonderful thing that's like these?
Yeah,
this
and
person?
Then
who
and then Ben Folds 5. If you've never heard Ben Folds 5, is an amazing singer songwriter. Plays the piano like nobody's business. Has a couple of hits, but
there's Greensboro attachments to Ben Folds, by the way.
Yeah, there is.
His brother lives here.
Yeah.
So
that was kind of how I came across him. It is what we call piano-based rock. You're going to hear a song. So I came across him and I came across a song called Wind in Your Sail. It is my favorite track by him, but he's got a lot of good tracks.
I love this song too.
Yeah.
You've played it for me several times.
Yep. His latest 2019 album is called Daytime Lullaby.
Oh,
it's got a lot of tracks on there. They're mostly piano based. There's a couple, there is one song definitely that has like a band in it, but it sounds like, you know, an upright bass playing and things like that. But it is epic, but it is like his music. Like I'm hoping one day to get him on a show with us.
Is it one guy or is it a band?
Well,
or does he do all the music things? 'Cause he can himself.
Yeah. I think, it is him, because on the Lonely Bunker album, it's just him and a piano.
So he's able to do it all. That's awesome. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. And he's got some new songs out. We're going to play one of them called Overboard today as well. We're going to play the song Wind in Your Sail. He's got a cover of Tainted Love. He's also got a couple other covers. They're all good. It's really great music. Especially
if you like that punk music.
If you like
but like a toned down version.
Yeah.
And more then artistic kind of. Well, yeah, I mean it's artistic, but it's awesome. It's cool.
Yeah, I like it. So we hope that you'll check out Lonely Bunker. We'll have some links in the descriptions for the show, so you can go check them out on Spotify.
Introduction to some piano rock. Here you go.
Yeah, I mean, check.
Who doesn't love that?
Yeah, we're going to start out with one that's okay. We're going to start out with we'll do Wind in Your Sail.
It's so good.
Yeah,
I hope y'all enjoy it.
It's nice.
And girls, yes, we are back. We are back. That was again. That was. I'm just going to call him my friend, Lonely Bunker.
He's your friend.
He's my friend.
Does he know you're his friend?
I hope so. We've talked on Instagram.
Oh, okay, then that's the reason. It's official, babe.
Is it official?
Yes.
But that song was Overboard. It was a newer track from him, a 2020 track.
I like that song.
I like that song too. Again, Wind in Your Sail before the break. That's the song I discovered from him.
Yeah, you've played that for a while, and then this one, of course, Overboard is the newer one.
Yep. So, guys and girls, again, go to Instagram, follow
Lonely Bunker.
Go over to Spotify and check out his music. The links will be in the description.
Like always.
Always. So, if you're like...
We like to keep it professional.
If you're thinking like, where can I find the music that was on the show? There's a couple ways you can do that.
Yeah.
PSA, we have a website, rockhippieadventures.com. You can go there. You can go to the middle of the homepage, and it'll say the show list, the Rock Hippie Adventures show list. You can click on it, and it'll take you right to the website page of the Spotify. It shows you our playlist for that, or you can see the Wednesday playlist, what we're listening to on Wednesday. You can see that there.
Yep.
Or you can go to Spotify, type in Rock Hippie Adventures, and you'll see the show list. You'll see our Wednesday playlist. And you know what else you'll find?
What?
The podcast you're listening to.
Word.
Absolutely.
It's like a one-stop shop for everything us.
Right. So check out our webpage. We would love to have the visits. It is kind of a placeholder for us. We put some stuff there. We write blog posts. I've been writing a series for a couple weeks here.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to bang one out. I have an idea in my head.
All right. So she's about to bang out an idea.
There you go.
I like when she bangs things out.
Right, babe?
Yeah.
Wink, ooh, wink.
Anyways, second half of the show, welcome to Rocktober.
You have like the perfect voice for that. I don't like that though. That's scary.
Excellent.
Oh my word.
Excellent.
You're silly.
Okay, Rocktober, we are going to look at movies for a month. Halloween slash horror slash scary.
Babe. That's
movies.
Not making me feel any better. Oh my God.
Anyways, so.
I have to do that all month.
Oh, shit. She got jokes, people.
I do.
Anyways, what we're doing this month is we're taking Halloween slash horror slash scary movies. It's definitely my favorite.
It's
holiday.
Mine.
It
too.
Is my favorite
no,
holiday
it's mine.
To the core. No, I think
it can
claim.
It's ours.
Okay, it is ours. It will soon be ours.
It will soon be ours.
Yes.
It's true.
So we're taking movies. We have put out a couple of posts on Instagram and Facebook asking people to shoot us over their favorite Halloween slash scary movies.
Yeah. Today is actually our live pool day where we're
going
to pick the suggestions out of the hat, if you will.
Since this day is Wednesday, since we released it, so if you're listening to this after Wednesday, the 7th of October, you're like, I didn't see no live drawing. Well, that's because you missed it. You gotta listen to the podcast the day it comes out.
Go to the socials; it'll be there.
Yeah. You'll see the live view or the recorded view or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But we're going to pick some of these movies that come out of a hat.
We've had some good suggestions.
We've had great suggestions. I meant Texas Chainsaw Massacre, of course, classic Halloween, The Exorcist, The Exorcisms movies. One of my friend's daughters actually put every single Rob Zombie movie, The House of a Thousand Corpses, The Devil's Rejects. Those are pretty fucking freaky.
Some evil something or others.
The Evil Deads. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Hannah Rose. Hannah Rose mentioned all. So here's like the two movies we're going to do tonight were not drawn. We picked them because.
He's easing me into the Halloween.
I'm easing her into the Halloween movies. But there is one movie that we probably won't pick out of the hat because it's a must see since she's never seen it. And it'll be The Evil Dead 2 because we got to get a little boomstick, little Bruce Campbell. Get everything going just right.
Because
nobody can watch horror movies without seeing some Evil Dead, especially Evil Dead 2 is probably my favorite. We're going to throw that in the mix. But, so we're going to do a live drawing. We're doing a live drawing, and you can win watching us watch scary movies. Woo!
That is like the prize of a century right there. Forget the lottery, folks.
No, this is the greatest thing you'll ever see.
Well, they'll listen to us, but we're going to actually go through and do it a little. We're being a little scientific
So tonight we're just going to talk about the movies because they're just good old fashioned family friendly type.
Yeah, and
of
I made
Halloween
it through
movies.
Them perfectly.
Yeah, she made so they get the Mel's approval rating.
Yes,
for I can stay awake with my eyes open,
yes.
Heart rate even keel.
Yeah.
And she didn't shit her pants.
Yeah, there was no shitting of the pants.
So there's a three-star rating for all the movies. Okay.
Yeah.
So Mel's three-star ratings means that there was minimum eye closure.
Yeah.
No shitting of the pants.
Yes.
And her heart rate stayed normal.
Yeah.
For me to give it 3 stars, she's got to shit her pants.
Babe, I'm not shitting my pants.
Metaphorically.
Okay.
Because if you shit your pants, we're going to have to rethink this wedding.
If I use numerous cuss words, that's equivalent of shitting my pants.
Yes.
Or then, if I yell at you at some point, like, why the fuck are you making me watch this? That would be the equivalent of shitting pants.
How long she keeps her eyes closed,
oh, gosh.
Which we are actually timing, so we'll have actual time of eyes closed. She's going to be wearing a heart rate monitor.
Can it be eyes and ears closed? Because I might have to close my eyes and cover my ears.
If your eyes go closed... The timer starts.
All right.
And then we're going to monitor heart rate. The higher the heart rate, the more. And I'm going to say her resting heart rate's probably.
In the 40s.
Sitting on the couch, I'm probably going to think it's like the 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably when I get
so
up.
So I'm going to say.
Like, I'd say 60. Probably 55 to 60.
So I'm going
to
say if her heart rate gets over 85, 90.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's stressful for me.
Yeah, that's super stressful. Because she runs. I mean, this girl's a runner. She's a marathoner. Okay, guys? She runs distance.
And I'm going to run my ass right out the rim on these movies.
So that's what we're going to be doing through October.
Yeah.
Rocktober.
Rocktober.
Rocktober Sunday. Sunday. No.
Oh, my gosh. Silly ass.
Stupid.
I do like our rating system, though. It's not just we're going to talk about the movies.
Yeah.
But we're also going to give a actual scientific wink, wink.
Super scientific. We have asked all the experts what's the best way to do this, and this
was it.
Yeah, this is it. Even though that's all scientific and everything, we're not really going to use that tonight.
No, because these didn't do that to me.
Yeah, and we knew that this was just kind of our introduction into it. The reason we are watching these because, one, they're Halloween movies.
Yeah, they're classics.
And two, she's never seen them.
Well, that's true.
So, yeah.
Lame.
She's, yeah. Super
big
lame.
Lame.
Super lame. So we watched one, The Addams Family, 1991.
Yep.
And we watched Hocus Pocus. So for me, this is probably my 100,000th time watching them.
And how many times for me?
First.
One.
So we're going to start with The Addams Family because... let's be honest, it's not technically a Halloween movie because literally when the movie starts off, there's Christmas carolers
at
the beginning.
That's true. That's right.
And they're all singing and the movie opens up with them pouring a hot cauldron of something on top of their heads, which sets the pace for the movie.
Yes. All their hijinks.
Yeah. all of the hijinks, all the macabre, dark, spooky. I love that so much.
I could tell.
Yeah. The spookiness that is the Addams Family. Quick notes. It was a $30 million budget movie that made worldwide like $191 million.
Wow, that's impressive.
And they, I think the studios knew this because they knew. Well, let's talk about it like this. Up until this point, movies were action movies and, you know, rom-coms.
Yeah.
And they were just all over the place. And this was about the time when people start thinking of rebooting, like,
yeah,
TV shows and movies
over.
And mm-hmm. things like that. And I'm going to sneeze. I don't have the COVID, but I'm just going to let you know I'm sneezing.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cute. But, yeah, so this was in 1991 in the Addams Family. The other thing I think that's great about this movie, too, is that it appealed to a lot of people because you figure our parents grew up in the time when Addams Family was actually on.
Yes.
And then we are just old enough to catch the reruns of it that they would play often. So we watched it, the TV show version of it.
Yep, absolutely.
And then, of course, now your kids who are in their 20s and watched it.
Yeah, when they were kids.
When they were kids. Of course, now they can enjoy it. So it's a pretty much a classic that goes across all ages. And so that's why it appeals to people.
And since it was a different style of movie, because
it's not scary. Like,
well,
you know what
no,
I mean?
It's not scary, but it plays on a dark sense of humor. Like,
it does.
Goth was getting, I mean, grunge had just hit the scene a couple of years earlier, two, three years earlier. The whole goth scene was starting to come out of the woodworks because, you know, you came from The Cure and the whole British thing.
Oh,
and goth
was, so people ate this thing up.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was perfect because it appealed to older people. I mean, it had a cross-cultural appeal to everybody.
Yes, for sure. Absolutely.
So,
and the acting.
Yeah, and let's just say that the acting was just...
outstanding.
Out-fucking-standing. You had some of the best actors in show business at this time playing this movie. You had one very young, soon to be great actress star make, I'm not saying this was her debut, but I think this is the role that set her apart from
other
people.
Well, this is the one where people knew her name. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
she may have been some previously,
absolutely.
But Christina Ricci was absolutely amazing as Wednesday.
Yeah, she set the absolute tone for the movie's
the deadpanness, like the just the she would say her lines and just they're so good. She was so good at it.
Yeah. I mean, she obviously was not the star because I mean, okay, so she really got her, if you think about it, she got her debut when she played Winona Ryder's little sister in Mermaids with Cher.
Oh.
Remember?
Yes.
I didn't see that movie. I just read
it.
Oh,
my God.
Wikipedia.
That's my favorite movie.
Really?
Yeah, because honestly, in Mermaids, so one of my favorite scenes, she's got a pumpkin on her head, believe it or not.
Right.
And she's trying to be scary, and she's got a pumpkin on her head, and the pumpkin weighs too much, and so she puts her head on the ground. She falls on the ground and lifts her head up, says a line. I don't remember what it was, but the pumpkin weight knocks her head back down on the ground. It's so it's hilariously funny.
So that was
so
her
actually,
debut.
Well, and that so knowing that, then this is like a great next step for her because it kind of was along the same line. She was kind of like the funny, like doesn't mean to be funny, but is funny person.
Right.
Does that make sense? So that's how she was in as Wednesday, of course.
Right, right. So I mean, so she didn't start out in this wasn't her first movie, but this is where you can see the. Maybe some of the typecasting type of things that's going to happen
she
over
goes
years.
On.
She, I mean, she's in a, let's put it like this. She is in a lot of fucking movies.
Yeah, she is.
She has collabed with Johnny Depp twice, actually, if I'm not mistaken. I know she collabed with him in The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. She also collabed with him in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, which is freaking awesome because that's, you know.
Yeah, she was in.
Well, okay, it was a small role, but she was still in it.
Yeah. And she was in Casper.
Yeah, she was in Casper. Absolutely.
What else was she in?
Man, she was in a bunch of stuff. She was in The Ice Storm. It was not a really.
Oh, she was in The Gathering.
Yeah, she was. She was in The Gathering.
Is that a scary movie?
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's great, though.
Yeah, she's
really honestly, for being a child and being where she was in that, it was excellent.
Yeah, it was good. It was,
and then we could talk about the parents.
Well, let's be honest. Where Wednesday, as far as Christina Ricci is concerned, makes just gives you that bit extra to really bring the movie home. the stars of this movie were the adults. It was Christopher Lloyd playing Fester. It was Raul Julia playing Gomez Adams. Uh-huh. And it was Angelica Houston playing Morticia Adams.
And her badass self in that dang costume.
Man, let me tell you something.
Holy crap. She looks hot as hell in that movie.
She worked to be hot as hell in that movie from what I understood. I was reading some behind the scenes articles. And the movie won. Let's look at the movie so you can understand where she was at. So when they've got all the actors together for this movie, they, you know, they went through rehearsals. Orion was the original studio for this. Mm-hmm. It's a $30 million budget because everybody knows that the Addams Family is going to blow it up. And we saw that. Like we said, it was $191 million worldwide.
Holy crap.
So $30 million budget, $191 million worldwide. But this movie was supposed to take about 3.5-4 months to film. It went over a month and a half, which you think, well, it's just a month and a half. But for
if they're trying to target a certain time of year, that's a problem.
Well, from also, you got to think these people aren't just working like, you know, get there on set at 9 o'clock and they leave at 5. These people get there like early mornings because they have wardrobe and makeup.
Sure.
And they got to get through all that. Then they go through all the processes. Then they film all day long till they get it right. They can work, you know, directors, producers, editors, everybody's working like almost around the clock. Like nobody's literally getting any sleep at this movie because they're trying to get it done. Orion is actually basically going
under
bankrupt.
At that point.
Yeah, they're going under. So they start shopping this movie out. Paramount Pictures
while
picks
it was
it
in
up.
The middle of production.
Yeah, literally while it was in the middle of the production.
So Paramount, at that point, they're probably thinking, if somebody doesn't pick this up, is it even going to be made?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Did we do all this work for nothing? Mm-hmm.
Paramount picks it up for like $22 million. They buy the movie, $22 million, then they finish it up.
Damn, smart company.
But Angelica Houston said, I know Angelica Houston was talking about, you know, the corsets, the outfits that she had to wear, the shoes, and then, you know, they're pulling her face back. You know, they're pulling her hair so tight in certain areas to get that, like, Morticia look, to give her that, like, very taut and tight face look. She's like, she goes, the physical exhaustion and the physical pain that she felt from this movie was worse than any over-emotional day she's ever had on set. Like when you're like over-emotional and overwhelmed and everything, she goes,
the physical.
She goes, usually that's what wears me out. She goes, but this actually took me a whole nother level of understanding pain. And even little Christina Ricci at 11 years old says, she goes, this, like one week, she's like, this was a really tough week. She goes, you know, I had to learn and recite Shakespeare on stage. I had to learn how to sword fight. I had to chop off an arm, and I had to die. You know,
that's my favorite scene in the whole movie.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you want to talk about the best scenes in the Addams Family, you know, there's many. I mean, I love a bunch of them. But the scene between Pugsley and Wednesday doing the
play
from Hamlet or Macbeth.
I think it was one of them. I can't remember.
It was a Shakespeare play.
We're not Shakespeareans.
Yeah. So they do that scene where Fester builds devices for him. So they're chopping each other. You know, she's chopping Pugsley's arm off and he's hitting her in the jugular and cutting parts. And they're just spewing blood all over the crowd. And everybody's like, oh, no, you know, it's just craziness.
And the parents give the standing ovation.
Yeah, bravo, bravo, bravo. You know,
and everybody else is just doused in fake blood.
Yeah, so it's an absolute great part in the movie. And of course, a lot of my favorite parts in the movie are with Wednesday and Pugsley, especially like when they're in the room and she's built an electric chair and she's like, come and sit in this chair. And he's like, why? She's like, we're going to play a game. And he's like, okay. And he gets in the chair. What's the game called? And she's like, is there a God?
Yeah.
And it's like, and then Morticia comes in and she's like, what are you doing? We have to go. And she's like, but I want to electrocute Pugsley. And she's like, no. She said, please. And she goes, okay, hurry up. And it's like, she flips the switch. And then you see her face like almost light up where she gets the smile that she's getting of electrocuting her brother.
So funny.
Or the part where she's walking through the kitchen.
Yeah, walking through the kitchen and she's got the little cleaver and her mom's like, what are you doing? I'm using this on my brother. And she goes, nope, give me it. And you think as a normal parent, she's taking it away. But no, she in fact gives her a bigger knife of some sort to go after her brother.
Yeah. So it's just that great play on dark humor. I mean, there's a lot of movies that you have probably seen over the years that kind of steer away from your normal comedy, your bright, happy comedies, and give you comedy in a very dark, macabre sense.
Yeah.
And Addams Family is this movie.
It's good.
The stars of the movie, Raul, and Christopher Lloyd.
Oh yeah, their chemistry together is amazing.
Gomez Adams and Fester just light this screen up. Like the storyline behind it, like, you know, Fester being gone and then this, you know, Christopher Lloyd's not technically Fester at the beginning.
Right. And he comes back to the family and he's trying to play it off, and Gomez is just happy that his brother's back, but Morticia, of course, thinks that something's going on with it.
Yes.
And so she's kind of on to him because he doesn't remember a lot of the things that Fester should remember. But their chemistry is great. That mamushka scene when they're dancing, the Russian dance.
Oh, the babushka.
The mamushka?
The mamushka? The babushka?
It's an M.
Mamushka. Is it an M?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's mamushka.
The mamushka.
When they're dancing and all those things, and Raul starts throwing the knives at him, and Fester, of course, is not Fester, so he's like going off the fly as far as catching him, and then of course the last one goes right down his throat, and somehow he manages to handle it. But my favorite duo is Angelica, Morticia, and Gomez.
Oh,
I
like
their relationship. Yeah. It's hot.
Yeah,
they love each other.
Yeah, they.
Like,
they
passionately love each other.
They really love each other.
I love it, though.
Yeah.
You feel it on the screen, though.
Yeah. Like, they when they're bidding on the item that they gave for charity.
Oh,
the Chinese finger cuffs.
Yeah.
And he's like, $10,000. She's like, ooh.
She's getting turned on.
I know. She's like, 15. He's like, 20,000. She's like, 30. He's like, 35,000. She's like,
and they're getting closer and closer.
$50,000. Oh, Gomez.
Yes. And they start making out.
And then everybody's like, oh my gosh. And all you hear is, Gomez. Oh, Morticia.
You know, it's cuts away.
It's a beautiful,
oh, yeah.
It's PG-13, so they can only do
They can only show so much.
But oh my gosh, like, absolutely. I mean, because if you think about, like, if you ask anybody about the Addams Family, like the TV show, like what do you remember from the TV show? They're going to go say, like, you know, Lurch, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You Ring.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Wednesday.
Or the little hand. What's the hand thing?
Thing. Oh, which I've got a story about Thing.
Okay.
But Lurch, Thing, you'll remember those things. You remember Cousin It. But you always going to remember Gomez and Morticia, and you're going to remember him start kissing her hand.
Yes.
And kissing her all the way up the arm until he gets to her neck. So that was the thing, like, if, like, all the things that are nostalgic about the Addams Family.
Yes.
Their romance, which is, like, you don't see romances portrayed on TV at all at that level.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because if you remember even, like, the Munsters, Lily and Herman.
Yeah, but they didn't get along.
I mean, they fought with each other, you know.
Right.
Like, it was your classic husband and wife.
It was like a
portrayal.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But Morticia and Gomez have the most romantic, hot, passionate.
Oh,
and they are always
breathy.
Hot for each other.
Yes, breathy.
And it's like, when Gomez is not having a good moment, Morticia is doing, she will literally kill, to make him happy.
Yes.
And he would do the same for her. They would do whatever it takes to make sure that they are happy and in love with each other. Not just in love, like, they are, like,
hot and heavy.
You're like, it's always going down with them.
It's on.
Like, how they always have clothes on, you don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that pairing. But that was the thing about this movie. Every pair worked. Like, even the point when Cousin It came in and he partnered up
with Dana Ivey's
character. Tully.
Oh, what is her name?
Hold on a second. It's Margaret Alford.
That's right, Margaret.
Because Tully Alford is the lawyer who's played by Dan Hayda. So, yeah, they...
He's like your traditional guy that plays every lawyer in every movie.
Yeah,
he's
your traditional Jersey guy, Brooklyn guy.
I even said it when
I
was like, oh, well, there's that guy.
There's that guy.
Because you know he's at least in some of those movies. But she starts dancing with Cousin It at the...
They
hit it off.
And they are actually in the second movie together as a couple.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to watch
that
one.
So she carries over. So you see that. And Thing, if nobody understands, Thing is just the hand. And in this movie,
it's brilliant.
So in this movie, Thing is very hilarious. I mean, he's always a part of everything. But to let you know, the guy who plays Lurch, actually is Thing.
Oh, it's his hand?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So when you look at, I'm sorry, I got my stuff wrong. It's somebody else's hand. I'm sorry.
Babe, you got me all excited.
Yeah, it's somebody else's hand. I read a couple of different articles, and one of them got it wrong, and I forgot.
Oh, that's okay. We'll forgive you.
But they literally...
Here at Rock Hippie Adventures, we are very forgiving.
And we get shit wrong all the time.
Yes, and now we correct ourselves.
Yeah. But they strapped him to a cart face down. And
that's how they did his hand.
They pulled his...
So they green screened his from his wrist back towards his body.
So they had like this black leotard on from his back.
Brilliant.
And he did all the, like they would pull him through the house.
When he's walking and he's got his little hands behind his back, I was dying.
Yeah.
It was very funny. And then when they're moving and he's pulling his little red wagon behind him.
Yep.
I love it. That's so creative.
All those things. But yeah, it wasn't.
For that time period. That's
and you
got to
think that they did not, They didn't CGI a hand in. It was an actual hand that was in there. They just had to do the movie editing to make it work.
That's pretty creative.
Yeah.
Awesome. No, I enjoyed the movie. Yep. I thought it was great. I would definitely like to watch it again because I think I probably missed some like of the funny things. You know what I'm saying? Like it's one of those movies where you could go back and watch it and be like, oh, you didn't catch that the first time.
Yeah.
And you can watch it the second time.
Yep, exactly.
So I would like to watch it again. And I would definitely like to watch the second one.
So for this one, Mel would give it 3 stars on her scientific approach of not shitting her pants.
My heart rate was not... Yeah, there was no shitting of the pants. I kept my eyes open the entire time.
Yes.
And my heart rate stayed low. Except when I was laughing, but that's good
stuff. I give it 3 stars just because it's a good fucking movie.
Yeah. So, no, it's great.
Yeah.
Definitely watch it. Absolutely give it an afternoon of watching.
Yeah.
Actually, I would watch both of our movies back to back because they're not very long and they would be very great to watch together.
Yeah, so the second movie is a absolute classic. Yes.
Halloween movie.
Yeah, so when you think of Halloween movies, like I don't know many people who say Halloween and can't say Hocus Pocus with it.
Well, I couldn't until I watched the movie.
Yeah, I say, guys and girls, a Disney freak she may be.
I know. I'm so disappointed in myself.
Never seen Hocus Pocus. Like, how in the world have you made it 30 years?
I don't even know if it was really on my radar. I always knew about it, but I don't even think I really even knew what it was about.
Yeah, well, you know, let me preface this whole movie thing that we're getting ready to do. She's not a person who's watched a lot of movies. Like,
no, Pamela is very sheltered.
Yeah, very sheltered. But it's not, I don't think it's sheltered. Like some people watch movies, some people don't.
We were just not a movie family.
Yeah,
growing up, we didn't go to the movies, and then we didn't watch them at my house either. Like even when we just didn't watch movies. We wouldn't even go to the movies, but now I'm catching up on all the things. But the thing is, you've helped me like be able to watch movies and like not waste my time on crappy movies. I guess that's a good thing.
Well,
or maybe I just saw crappy
too.
Movies and I don't know. Yeah. It's just very interesting. But anyways, yeah, huge Disney freak. So when we went to Disney last year in September, we actually hit up the Mickey's very not scary. I don't know. There's like 500 words on that thing. Very not so scary Halloween.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's enough words to make you want to choke yourself.
Which, if you've never done that before, it's an extra thing that you can pay for. So hopefully, when Disney gets back to doing all of these things, check it out. If you go to Disney, it's worth it. It was super fun. It's after hours little thing, but they do this big special show. And last year when we went, the Sanderson sisters were the hosts of the villain show that was going on, because it's all about the villains at that night. You know what I mean? Mickey Mouse is out there too, but they have this huge show and they were singing some of the songs from it, and I didn't know any of them.
Well, yeah, you know, they sing.
Oh, my daughter and I did the villain thing and they were there too.
Yes.
Oh, you think I would have caught up on that.
Yeah, so, you know, they sing the song where I got a spell on you.
Yeah,
when all the parents are dancing, they sing that song, and then with the spell, gosh, I would never try to attempt that because my brain doesn't work that well anymore, but they sing that song. But anyways, Hocus Pocus, a movie that was put out in 1993, she's never seen it. This damn movie's almost 30 years old. I mean, Adam's Family is 30 years old. That blows my mind. Like, I say, when you say 1991 and you say 30 years, does that even click in your fucking head?
No, because that was right around the time that you and I both graduated from high school. So we've been out of high school for almost 30 years.
Yeah, next year.
Yeah.
Next year will be our technical 30-year reunion.
We're fucking old.
Yeah, that's
how do we get to be like that, though?
The time.
Yeah, but see, it doesn't seem like 30 years ago because it literally seems like, I don't know, I'd guess like 15.
You think about it, you know, Nirvana's Nevermind album just turned 30.
Wow.
Because it was released in September of 1991.
Sure was. Well, that happens fast then.
Yeah, it does. We all grow up. We all get old. But anyways, Hocus Pocus is the basic plot of the movie, of course, is three sisters that are witches back in the days of Salem, Massachusetts, were killing children and going after children. And
they're taking their spirits and keeping themselves young.
Yeah, they were trying to be young because they were old and ugly.
Before they got that little girl.
Yeah. So
the Sanderson sisters are the three.
Good. Witches.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm saying the actresses.
Oh, yeah, that, you know, and it's Sarah Jessica Parker, which famous Sex in the City and movies, you know, things
she's
like that.
She's fabulous in this,
and
Bette
Midler, who was a classic actress, and Kathy Najimy, who is...
hilarious.
She is by far, you know, she is a complete nut on the screen. And there are three great actresses. They do
well together, too.
They do have great chemistry together. I don't know a lot of behind the scenes stuff with those guys or those girls or women or
whatever.
The witches.
The witches.
But Bette Midler does a great job. She is a natural born leader. Like, she carries the lead of.
She does. I mean, she's made for that role.
Yeah. And Kathy is just a nut in that movie, acting like a dog, sniffing, you know, kids out.
Oh, yeah, she was, yeah.
Yeah.
I smell children.
About 3 foot. No, 4 foot. 5. She's about 8. Eight years. You know, just,
she's just silly. Yeah, yeah.
Just
she
great.
Rides out. Her broom is a vacuum cleaner. Which is hilarious.
Yeah, so
the cords behind it.
Yeah. So, and then Sarah Jessica Parker, I think, out of the three, really make it because...
She's outstanding.
She's a nut.
Super surprising, too, because you just don't see... She always seems so prim and proper. Like, when you see Sex in the City, she's very put together.
Mm-hmm.
Very prim and proper. Very,
even though she was a complete disaster.
Yeah,
in that show.
Well, but you know what I mean. Like, she doesn't really keep herself. I don't know. I'm a little worried about you. But like, very controlled. And this role is the complete opposite.
Yeah.
She is basically a horny,
ditzy,
sex crazed, ditzy, looking for boys. Witch.
Yeah, and she does a good job.
She does.
So they, of course, the Sanderson sisters get hanged, hung. They get hung.
Yes, during
hung,
Salem.
Hanged. Hanged,
yes,
hung.
For their crime of...
They get lynched for being witches.
Yeah, I guess so.
But they cast a spell, and then...
As they're going out.
Yeah.
That they'll be back.
They'll be back. Book. You know.
Yeah. So they have this candle.
The black flame candle.
The black flame candle.
That needs to be lit by a virgin.
Yes, which for Disney...
On All Hallows Eve.
Disney talking about some virgins.
Disney's pushing the limits. Again,
and that's kind of like surprising for that time period too, if you think about it.
I think, like I said, I think this time period of the early 90s was where everything started to transition into a different mindset.
Yeah.
You know, but let's be honest, Disney's always been innuendo.
Yeah, they are a lot.
Outside your door.
Oh, yeah, because parents, that's how they get parents to watch the movies.
Yeah. So,
Max.
Max.
Comes
lights
in.
The black flame candle.
In front of his girlfriend. Watch this girl.
Yeah. Like, I don't believe in this hocus pocus. And like coolly does his Zippo out. And lights the black flame candle. And the witches come back.
His sister.
His sister is Thora Birch. You know Thora Birch from the great classic 1999 movie American Beauty with Kevin Spacey.
Which I've not seen yet either.
Oh my God. You really need to see that. But that movie's that movie... Oh my gosh! That
I remember being super controversial when it came out.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch it.
Yeah, it is super all over the place. It is not what you expect. I finally watched it and I'm like, I feel kind of dirty.
Yeah, isn't he a nasty old man? Because she's a teenager, right?
Yeah, I think he's having a midlife crisis. I'm not gonna give it away. We're gonna let her watch it.
Yeah,
it's not a Halloween movie though, so we're not gonna watch it during Halloween. Mm. But yes, the movie Hocus Pocus.
Yep, that one.
That one.
No, it was really cute. I enjoyed it. I thought it was... my only thing with it is just that it's dated, which I told you, you know, we talked about that being kind of dated, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that, but I think that was kind of like hard to get over a little bit.
It really strikes me odd because it had a budget of $28 million. Adam's Family had a budget of $30 million.
And it's like night and day watching those.
Yeah, it really is. But I think it also has to do with the fact that it is a Disney movie.
Yeah, that's true.
I think they actually filmed it at Disney Studios in California.
But like them flying around on their brooms was really awkward. Like you might as well just kept the cables in there. Like you just might as well.
Yeah.
It was kind of just awkward.
Yeah.
The cat was kind of funny. You know, he was kind of
Binks.
Yeah. He would try to
Binks.
They tried to do their best with that, but
yeah.
But it was fine. I mean, it was good. I could see why people like it. It was probably more popular now than it probably was when it came out, is my guess.
Right.
I think it's gained cult status, like as far as like being a quintessential Halloween movie.
Yeah, I think if you want to like garner a Disney cult movie, Disney cult classics, or people who are Disney people and love Disney movies, this is the Halloweeniest movie that you can get that's not Halloween Town.
Like your holiday starts when you watch this. Like everybody looks forward to watching Hocus Pocus with their families.
Yeah.
And I think that's the Halloween season.
And I think that's the other thing too. I mean, Disney knew, I mean, they know people are going to watch it and they know it's going to be a Disney thing. It's a Disney thing. So it's not like they had to put the extra buck in there. And plus, let's be honest, you know, if you look at the two movies side by side between, you know, Adam's Family, like we were just talking about the hand.
Like
going
something
through.
That was super easy to do.
But it was actually, it looked really, really good where, like we're talking about the flying of the brooms.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, and even to the point of the zombie Billy.
I love me some Billy. I'm not even gonna lie. When he gets that, when he gets the knife, because Mac's trying to take him out. He's trying to protect himself with a pocket knife or whatever it was. And Billy takes the knife and cuts the sutures that are keeping his mouth closed.
Yeah.
And he starts just like running off at the mouth at her. I thought that was pretty funny because for Disney, some of what he was saying was kind of raunchy.
Wench.
Yeah.
Which?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I loved it. The feathers come out of his mouth because it had been so long since he had had yelled at her.
Billy Butcherson.
Because was he like her her boyfriend, I guess, is what I kind of took from that. Or just whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he was Winifred's former lover. And then, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sarah, her sister, Sarah Jessica Parker's character, Sarah Sanderson, which.
Wow, they got original on her name.
Well, you know, she is a ditz.
Hey, let's have Sarah play Sarah.
Yeah, right.
Can we?
Yeah. So
totally thought about that.
Yeah. Well, you don't think about names like when you're watching the movie. You don't think about, you know Winnie, but you don't think about Sarah's name or
Mary.
Kathy's name, which is Mary.
Right, right.
Because you really don't hear them, you know.
They don't use their names necessarily.
Yeah, so it's not something you think about. Of course, you know Allison Vanessa Shaw, which she has a rich history of movies.
Yeah, she was super familiar to me. I don't know what she's been in, but she's like that B-movie actress maybe.
Well, she was in the remake of The Hills Have Eyes.
Oh,
I definitely
okay.
know that. She also had, let's see, of course, this movie. I think she played in Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise.
Oh, really? Oh, that is her in that movie.
That is her. Yeah.
Yes,
she
right.
played in 40 Days and 40 Nights with Josh Harnett, which is it's not one of my favorite movies, but I love the premise of that movie, not having any sex, masturbation, or nothing for 40 Days and 40 Nights for Lent.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, so I'm a...
If we can watch Lent movies, that'll be awesome. We'll watch that one. Just kidding.
But she was in, I think, one of her one of her last films that I think that was like super big was 310 to Yuma with Russell Crowe and Christian Bale. But she's been in movies with a lot of big stars like Joaquin Phoenix and Gwyneth Paltrow.
So she's like the token girl in it.
Yeah, she's a good actress. So she plays in a lot of like she's kind of like the supporting actress in most.
Yeah, she did a good job though.
Yeah, and she was a kid. She was a teenager.
And actually, the acting did not bother me. You know, in some of those Disney movies, the actors are sometimes like over the top too much. You know what I mean?
I
felt like the acting was actually was good for considering it was a Disney movie. I don't feel like it was like pushing too hard to be like something that it's not, you know, like be honest, it's not like an award winning movie. So like, just be what it is. But
well, I mean, it won.
Did it win stuff?
It not in anything large, but it did win best costumes in.
Yeah, I could see that.
And the Young Actress Award or the Young Studio Awards or something. Thora Birch won an award. But
still, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes those Disney movies think they're like making it something that it's not.
This is like Camp Rock type of movie.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's the Descendants and the new, like the new zombie movies. And Disney has a brand of movies that's Disney TV movies.
Yeah, that's exactly what it feels
so
like.
So it's Disney TV movies. And this one was a Disney TV movie, but it was put out in the theaters. It was, the, I mean, they had a large star cast in this movie.
Yeah.
Like just the witches alone were, you know.
Lots of money.
Yeah, I mean, that's money. And I think that's where most of their budget was getting the actors or actresses. It made about $41 million, though. So it made its money back.
It did, but not by much when you look at the Addams Family and how much they made
back.
But
Addams Family was a blockbuster. Like,
Addams Family appeals to a larger group of people, too.
Absolutely. And this movie is kind of wonky. It is kind of childish.
Yeah.
But it is such a good movie. Like,
kept thinking about is Sabrina the Teenage Witch. You know what I'm talking about?
The TV show?
Yeah, but that's what the cat part felt
like
to me.
Like the ABC... Thank God, TGIF TV show, Sabrina. Not the new one.
No.
Because the new one's fucking badass.
No. Melissa Joan Hardin.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I get it. It had that feel to it. Yeah. I totally
understand. Maybe that's why I never watched it, because it just was not like something that I would want to watch.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it.
Yeah. And it's really a good movie. It's a really good movie for what it is. Like,
yeah, I would agree.
Halloween movie. There's not a lot of Halloween movies that you can watch with a family, like little kids.
No, that is 100% a family movie.
And I think honestly, kids, like especially little girls, would like it. Little boys are gonna be touch and go with it. But it's a good movie to watch.
It would
with
be
the
a
family.
Great movie to watch with the family.
Yeah.
On like a Saturday afternoon.
Like I can't wait
or
to watch
like
it with
a Friday
moves.
Night. That would be a great movie to watch on a Friday night after you've had a long day at work.
Yep.
And just want to watch something kind of mindless where you don't have to pay attention too much, but the kids will like it.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch it with my little moose.
Yeah, she'll like it.
She'll love it. It's gonna be one of our things, you know. That's my little grandbaby, if you don't know, but Moose.
Yeah, yeah. No, I could see that. Well, yeah, shoot, your kids still watch it. Jade watched it the night that we were watching.
Yeah, my oldest daughter Jade. She's like, we had
live
snapped
stream.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, or I was live streaming it on Instagram, and she's like, I was just watching that.
Yeah.
So obviously, my family is movie. You know, my kids, we watched movies. We went to the movie theaters. We watched movies.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a point where I had roughly about 1,200 DVDs.
Oh, wow.
Like every week I would go and buy the new releases, the new movies I like. I sold most all of them. I still have probably about 200 or 300 DVDs that I kept that I liked. But I'm a movie person. I like them bad. I like them B-rated. I like them D-rated. I don't give a shit. I love movies. I love the art of movies.
Yeah, yeah. You do.
And
you'll
I'm
watch
not like,
something.
Yeah, and I'm not like these crazy movie nerds and movie people that are great critics and stuff. I just love movies. I can tell you about them. I can watch them. We can sit down and have good long chats. But
she just got me. The cat did.
Yeah, our cat. Her cat. The little one, the bitch.
She just got me in the back.
She every time. Okay, so we're going to take a side note because I think it's cool when, you know, podcasters take a little side note. We have a cat. She has a cat. We don't have a cat. I don't like it. I don't like cats, period.
No, but she just, every time we
record,
she's over here like trying to bat at me and do everything else. And then eventually she gets pissed, I guess, that I'm not paying any attention to her. And then she'll just get me.
Yep.
Like she just did now.
So she got her good. Like full on claw. Like, if she did that to me, I'd probably...
Oh, that hurt.
I would Thackeray Binks her.
Maybe she got upset that I was talking bad about Thackeray Binks. She's like, they're talking shit about my cat.
Yeah, right? But yeah, it's a crazy thing for, like, you not to see this movie.
Yeah, like, I enjoyed it, though.
I mean, we're talking 30 years. Like, at some point, I figured, you know, this would be one of
those. I always just watch my Halloween movie is The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
And so, for me, that was the movie that I would watch during this time of year. Every single time. And a half dozen times.
Yeah.
I can't even tell. I owned the VHS tape. Then I bought the box set that was the anniversary set.
Yeah.
And now I own it on, you know, Amazon Prime. So, I could watch it anytime I want to.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love Nightmare Before Christmas, too. We probably won't talk about that. We may. I don't know. But it's a great movie. And it's a Halloween movie. We confirmed it by votes on Instagram and Facebook.
The people have spoken.
The people have spoken. It's a fucking Halloween movie, people.
Yeah. There's Christmas references because, you know, he goes to Christmas Town. But, you know.
But, come
we
on.
We digress into
He's
that
from
movie.
Halloween Town.
Yeah.
And he stays in.
And if you haven't seen that movie, and I've seen that movie.
Yeah. And something's wrong with you. I think anybody who listens to this podcast has to see him.
I hope
Nightmare
so. If not, go watch it. It's amazing. Tim Burton. I mean, come on.
So with Hocus Pocus.
I would also give it 3 stars. I did not shit my pants.
Her eyes never closed.
My eyes
well,
never closed. Actually, they did close. I've watched. That's a funny story. So Keith decides that we're going to watch the beginning of Hocus Pocus at 10 o'clock at night. Well, anybody who knows me knows that once I get on the couch and I get my blankie on, it's probably not long before I fall asleep.
Yeah.
And so I think I made it 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because yeah. We were trying to figure out the next day where we left off, and he was like, what about this? I didn't see that. What about this? Yeah. I didn't see that. What about this? You were like 10 minutes in, and I was like, I guess so.
I was like, I know. I'm literally 45 minutes into the movie, like watching it and realizing, oh,
I'm
shit.
I'm out cold.
She's
like,
done.
Out cold.
So just to kind of side note, too. So that she's not a movie person, she has watched a lot of movies since we've been together.
I probably fall asleep like 1 out of 5.
Yeah, like, but she has watched a lot of movies. I'll give her credit.
Yeah,
she's been a trooper and she's catching up. So like, so when Disney Plus is probably one of the great things that's come out since we've been together. That's happened because all the Marvel movies, of course, got put out on
Disney Plus.
On Disney Plus,
we had to backtrack for some of them. They didn't make them all.
Well, like, cause they still had contracts.
That's right. For other
certain movies, so we had to go to other streaming services to find them.
So I did watch all those. I fell asleep probably out of. I know I fell asleep on one of the Thor ones.
I would say we would have to start a movie, at least back up 15 to 20 minutes, 1 out of every 2 movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't help it. The couch just sucks me in. And now that, well, before we only had the couch and you would lay next to me and that was like double doom. I'd lay on you and then it's done.
Yeah.
Get it. You're so, like warm and
as soon
cozy.
As she laid her head on my shoulder,
you knew
she's
it was
like,
coming.
Out.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, you can't lay on me. She's like, no, I want to lay on you. I was like, okay, lay on me. And then she was like, and no shit, guys.
Oh yeah, I snore bad.
So
technically there was an eye closing in Hocus Pocus, but that was not due to the movie itself.
Yeah,
was due to the hour we started watching it.
That was due to the fact that she's old and
my heart rate was super low during that.
Yeah, she was super good. So she gets a 3 stars based off our scientific rating for scary movies and Halloween time.
And I would definitely watch them together. Like if you're looking for something to do.
It's a good family movie day. Like if you throw Nightmare Before Christmas and Hocus Pocus and Addams Family. Yeah. And there's a few other ones that we could do too that you could throw it in there. That would make
maybe
a good
we'll give
family.
A kids maybe we'll give a family recommendation on we'll do the 2 scary ones and then maybe we'll give a family recommendation. You could because you've seen a lot of movies.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We won't have to watch it. But maybe there'll be something that somebody can do if they want to take part in Rocktober but have just children.
Yeah, and these are two of the Halloween movies that you can I would play a little discretion on younger children in Addams Family.
Yeah, some sexual innuendos.
Well, and not only that, I think there's a couple of...
It's a little dark.
There's some very dark and violent parts, but Hocus Pocus is complete, open, and friendly.
Oh, yeah, you can watch that easily.
It's a Disney movie, so you know you're going to get a little bit of animated violence, and you're going to get some innuendos and stuff, things like that. But I think for the most part, most kids won't even notice it. So both of those movies are good to watch with your family. I mean, I would watch either one with kids of any age, honestly, but I'm also a terrible parent. So,
well, no, you just got to know your kids and what you want to do as far as protecting them against things.
So I hope you have enjoyed our time talking about Hocus Pocus and the Addams Family. I hope you are looking forward to me scaring the complete shit out of Mel.
That's just terrible. Nobody should be looking forward to that. And if they are, I'm going to have a word with you. A very stern word.
Really now?
I can't even keep a straight face.
So
I'm a little nervous about this. I'm not going to lie to you about it.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm a little nervous for it too.
Oh, God.
Because
I don't do scary movies at all. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like,
and
at
I'm
all
literally
at all.
Getting the worst of the worst.
Oh, God.
Like, I wished I could pick them just based off of how bad they really are. But I'm giving this up to the gods of chance.
Well, and the gods of chance and my friends who are not my friends now because they're trying to scare the shit out of me.
Because like if I pull out of the hat like Hellraiser, The Exorcist, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, movies like that.
And we're doing six of them.
Yeah, there's 6.
Oh, God, it just went up.
Yeah.
It was only 4. I felt pretty good about that, but now 6.
2 a week, baby, 2 a week. We got to fill some time.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm fine with it. I'm up for the challenge.
Yeah. It'll make you a better movie person.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just know. Okay, I'll know
Pumpkinhead.
Oh, crap. I'll know the movies, but I probably still won't watch half of them. Because my eyes will be closed and my ears.
So, guys and girls, don't forget about our recos tonight. The Lonely Bunker, the lonely bunker, who is, in the better sense of the term, a good mix of NoFX and Ben Folds 5. But yeah, go get.
I think he sounds like Brandon Urie too.
I don't think the voices. I think the thematic.
No, but the thematics of it, especially that Overboard song. I meant to say that earlier, but I forgot it.
Yeah. I forgot it. Yeah, go check out Lonely Bunker. He is on Spotify.
And he's Keith's friend.
Yeah, don't forget, he is my friend. We're friends. We're so tight friends, I've never met him.
Oh, did you want to throw out about American Scream?
Yeah, don't forget, we recorded a band a couple weeks ago, which is a biasedly good band to me because my son's the bass player in it. But they are, if you love live music and you haven't heard any in a while and you're in the like central North Carolina area to the western North Carolina area, if you're in eastern Tennessee, if you're in northern Georgia, if you're in like...
even in South Carolina, whatever's South Carolina, over there.
Yeah, like, let me say this. If you can get to Hickory, North Carolina on Saturday, this Saturday, October the 10th.
Uh-huh, 7:30.
7:30 at
Hickory Haunt Lake or something. Hickory Lake. I don't know. We shared Lake it on our Instagram. Haunt. We're getting ready to look it up again.
Yeah,
so they're playing two sets, and they're going to be playing their music. But, yeah, they are playing live music.
Lake Hickory Haunts.
Yes.
I'm going to post it right. Yeah, you did good. Yeah, good job.
But it's an outdoor concert, so I'm sure that, you know, it'll be socially distanced and all of those good things. But we're heading out there to go support the band. We want to hear them live, which we've not heard them live yet.
Yeah,
so I'm super excited about this.
To go see them live and
so if
give
you're
some support,
there, come see us.
If you're in the Greensboro area and you want to carpool or you want to follow us up or you don't, that's okay too. Just give the band a like. Go over there. But again, back to Lonely Bunker. You know, go check out American Scream. They have two new tracks out on Spotify. You can go to your YouTube page, too. You can find them, American Scream. Lonely Bunker is the band we did record tonight. Their song, his songs, Wind in Your Sail and Overboard were on. You're going to find all the Lonely Bunker links in our descriptions of the podcast page on Anchor. You'll be able to get to them there. Also, the podcast that we recorded in the beginning of the show as well, you're going to be able to find their links in the descriptions. And most importantly, if you're listening to the show, share our show, like our show, subscribe to our show, give our show ratings and reviews wherever you're listening to it. If you're listening on like, you know,
Apple,
Pocket Cast,
Spotify, whatever, we're everywhere now.
Wherever you're at, like follow it and like it and give us a review and rating wherever you can. Again, we want to say thank you so much for your support. We are over 500 followers on Instagram. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That we're at that level. We did our 100th post today.
Yeah. We're getting there. We're starting to be on other shows now. We reached out and have had other shows reach out to us. We just this weekend.
Sunday
we recorded with Do You Party.
Yeah.
Super cool dude.
Super awesome. Patty C. Cups.
Yes. We had a great time. So we'll let you know when that comes out. When we're on that and you can hear about all indiscretions.
Oh my God, I'm an idiot.
I thought I knew a lot of your stories. Actually, I knew all but maybe like two of them.
Yeah. There's a reason for that.
Yeah, I could tell. I don't think go listen to the show. I don't think any less of you.
But yeah, check out the show. Facebook, Instagram, you can hit us there. We're not going to do our usual outro. You're going to hear something a little bit different tonight because why the hell not, right?
It's Rocktober.
Yeah, Rocktober. Welcome to Rocktober. So anyways, guys and girls, we hope you enjoyed the show. We hope you enjoyed our talk about the Addams Family and Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
And as always, we always want you because even if it's not Rocktober, any time of the year, you should live your life loud. And you should live it bold.
And mediocrity is not an option for us, and it shouldn't be for you.
Peace.
I thought you were going to do a laugh. That's a good one, babe.
Rocktober.
damn, that was loud. Why did you leave? I mean, you just, we had to end the podcast and she just gets up and leaves me. And that shit was so loud when it started, I don't even know what to do. I hope y'all stuck around for this, but peace, people.